We all know the vaccine mandates are getting extremely Orwellian, but how far will people go? Will they sign a petition to support evicting people who don't get a vaccine? Let's find out. Can we help us to evict the unvaccinated from their apartments?
Thank you, I'm sorry.
No, thank you. You know, a lot of businesses are mandating the vaccine. We're gonna have it mandated in all apartment complexes for the renters. And this way, yeah, just print birth date and a signature. This way, the landlord will be able to evict anybody who's not vaccinated and keep everybody safe. You know, they can maybe go, you know, live under a bridge somewhere if they don't want to take the vaccine.
I agree. I'm very much in favor of the vaccine. So.
Yeah, obviously.
So I think
it's the only way to.
It's
the only sane thing to do. Thank you so much. This way, if somebody's renting an apartment or a house, and they don't take the vaccine, we can have them evicted. And maybe we can put them in a concentration camp and, until they finally decide. It's the only way that we can keep everybody safe, you know?
Hey, property owners do what property owners have to do.
It's their right to evict whoever they want to. You don't support the eviction mandatory?
Eviction,
no. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, thank you. By the way, subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. Businesses are doing all that they can, but evicting the unvaccinated is the next step in the new world order. So. Thank you.
Makes sense.
And you know, and if somebody chooses not to take it and then, you know, they want to go live under a bridge or something, I mean, that's their decision.
Yeah, hey, I agree.
You know, thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Yeah, have a good one.
We help us to evict the unvaccinated from their apartments to help keep everybody else safe.
I'm not going to do that right now.
No, not right now. Maybe later. If somebody works for a company with less than 100 employees, then they don't have to get the vaccine. And so this will mandate anybody who's renting an apartment.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and then the landlords can evict anybody who's not vaccinated.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you. This way, if somebody doesn't want to get the vaccine, they can get evicted. You know?
That's good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I agree with
you
that.
You know what? That's the drastic times call for drastic measures. And
yeah, because we all want to be herd immunity. Come on.
And if somebody's employer is not going to mandate the vaccine, then surely their landlord will vaccinate it. And most people will choose not to get evicted. Birth date and a signature. So this way we can do, you know, use a little coercion to, you know, to get them to take it and get things back to normal. Oh, thank you. That's okay. Thank you so much.
No.
You know, if you work for a company with less than 100 employees, then nobody can force you to take the vaccine. So this petition will mandate that all landlords evict anybody from their apartments if they don't take the vaccine. Yeah, and a signature to evict the unvaccinated. You know, once the landlords start enforcing the mandatory vaccinations, there'll be no way for most people to escape it.
Yeah.
Thank you for supporting that. This will allow all landlords to mandate it for their tenants. So just a print birth date and a signature to support the mandatory vaccinations for all renters or anybody if they're part of an HOA. You know, you're technically have to agree to the contracts of the homeowners association. So, you know, those who refuse can face the consequences. They can get evicted. Thank you for supporting that.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, landlords own the property. And if you're renting, you have to abide by the rules in the lease. And so right now they can't evict anybody for not directing the healthcare decisions that they want. So this will help to stop the pandemic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, quick signature to support the mandatory vaccine program for all renters. You know, if somebody doesn't, they mandate the
vaccine. Yeah, we'll support that.
Yeah. Yeah, print birthday signature. As you know, they mandated it for employers with over 100 employees, but if you work for a small business, then nobody can force you to take the vaccine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this way,
what was the date?
16th? Birthday.
Oh, birthday, gotcha.
And then this way, landlords can mandate the vaccine for their tenants or evict the people.
Gotcha.
And that way we can help keep everybody safe.
Alrighty, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, cheers.
You know, this way we can make sure that everybody's going to take it, because I'm sure that nobody's going to want to get evicted. And birth date to support mandating the vaccine for all renters. You know, and if somebody really chooses to, I mean, we could just, you know, put them in a FEMA camp for free or something. So thank you so much. And, you know, if somebody doesn't want to do that and they want to get evicted, then that's their choice. Wouldn't you agree?
I am all for the vaccine.
Okay, just a quick signature to help. Yeah. You know what? If your boss isn't going to make you take the vaccine, maybe your landlord will. And that way we can keep all the renter's birth date and a signature.
For half of my birthday?
Well, you can put something down. It doesn't have to be your birthday, but yeah.
All right. I need to all stop right. COVID.
We helped to support mandatory vaccination program. Just need a couple more signatures here to help.
Do you need California residents?
Nope.
Okay. What am I signing?
It's to mandate the vaccine in all apartment complexes, just like they're doing it in the businesses. So,
sure.
If you're a renter, you're going to have to take the vaccine.
I think everybody should be vaccinated.
Or you can get evicted.
Come on. You're saying you want people to get vaccinated?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I want everybody. Yeah, this to get the for vaccine.
The businesses can mandate it, and so this will mandate it in all apartment complexes for the renters. And if somebody, birth date there too, please.
Oh, sorry.
And a signature. And if somebody doesn't want to take it then and they choose to get evicted, then, you know, that's their decision.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put my birth date.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, it's the only way we can help make sure that everybody takes it is to just mandate it in the apartments. So
perfect. Thanks.
Right, thank you so much.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
This way, you know, if anybody renting an apartment doesn't want to take the vaccine, then, you know, they can get evicted.
There you go.
Thank you for supporting that. If somebody renting an apartment doesn't want to take the vaccine, they can get evicted.
Yeah.
You would agree. You know, we could house them in maybe a FEMA camp or something.
Thanks for doing this.
Right. You're very welcome. Top. Vaccinations in all apartment complexes?
Not in a chance.
No. Well, how else? Never. What we want to do is we want to make sure everybody is vaccinated in the apartments or they can get evicted.
We don't have nothing to do with telling people what they have to put in their bodies.
Well, what country do you think you're living in, sir?
U.S., dude.
USA.
Someone who should be evicted and relocated to prison is Dr. Fauci. And if you agree, order my new Arrest Dr. Fauci shirt from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Like all of my designs, it's available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.